You know, as life looks us square in the eyes every day in every situation, you have to ask yourself this question, Christian, am I living my life for Christ Jesus? Am I living my life for Christ Jesus? Or am I living my life for selfish reasons? Am I living my life to please me or to help everyone else? Folks, people are hurting. People are breaking down. People are self-destructing. We have a world that has gone completely crazy. And it's not just over there. It's right here. How do we stop a world gone mad? How do we focus to help someone else? You see, the blessings that you will receive come from how much of a blessing you are to others. What you do for someone else, not expecting anything in return, but wanting to do God's will, God's way, through God's love. Well, how do I do that? It's all in your attitude. It's all in the attitude that you will take when you're looking at your fellow man. It's all in your attitude when you look to your own life and you look to the life of Christ. Jesus died for each one of us while we were still in the sinning state, sinful condition. And looking at us, he said, I love you. So this is a big deal with your pastor, the word love. Loving someone enough to overlook the foolishness of someone. Oh, I just appreciate you all loving your pastor. Overlooking the foolishness of our lives, the mistakes that we make. It takes love. It takes a lot of love to put up with each other. But it takes love of Christ to be able to reach out and to live your life for Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, that's not his last name. Christ means the anointed one. So Christ Jesus, the anointed one, Jesus, came so that you and I could have eternal life. You and I, as human beings, didn't have what it took to be able to even keep the law, much less to love enough to overlook the mistakes of someone around us. The human nature is very judgmental. Judge everybody but me. You know what I mean? And if I'm doing it, it's okay, but if I'm not doing it, that is sin. I apologize. I cannot get Siri saved to save my life, and I keep forgetting to take her off. God looks, and he continues to touch us. Your attitude, here it is. Look in Philippians 2, verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Your attitude toward your fellow man should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Now, when Jesus was with the religious leaders, and they're trying to stir up all this trouble and trying to pretend like they know God when they're looking God in the face through Jesus. Jesus let them know through calling them snakes and letting them know that they were like the fox. They were crooked. They were not in the interest of what God's word was. They were in self-interest in all that they did. He confronted them. But you know what else he did? He loved them. You know how I know? They were alive when he left them. He loved them. He confronted them to give them another chance, another opportunity to repent. You see, Jesus says, I want you to live your life in love. Love that's going to supersede all else. And I want you to have the attitude that I have. Now, we live in an era, have for quite some time, where you have different groups of Christians, you have different denominations talking about that Jesus, by his stripes we are healed, and that's a fact. I am healed because of the stripes of Jesus. My soul is saved. My eternity is set because of what Jesus has done. But many will take that scripture and they'll say, that means that it's your faith that you don't have enough of, that when you're sick or when you have an affliction, that it shouldn't be that way, because if you're walking with the Lord, you're not going to suffer like that. That is not scriptural. So let's see what Jesus says. You have the attitude that Jesus had about suffering. Jesus said, I'm going to suffer for you. Well, let's hear what the scripture said. 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 3. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You're going to suffer. Don't get mad at God because of the disease. Praise God when he gives you the strength to put a smile on your face in the face of death and say, I can't die. I got this one made because of who Jesus is. Get the attitude of Christ in you. Yes, I'm going to suffer. Man, did he take the pain. He took my pain. He took your pain. And I'm worried about a little suffering with a few cancers. My Lord took it all. Don't worry, Larry. After you've suffered a while, Lord, as I've asked you many times, couldn't you let Randy take the suffering part and let me just, you know, get the blessing part on this one? After you will see me. See, I know that. I know that I get the same Jesus that I see in my spirit today. I will see face to face when I step out of this body. But you and I can't quit. No. No, we have a job. You know what that job is? Love. Now you say, well, that ain't a job. Yeah. Tell me about it. You know how hard it is for Faye to love me after 58 years? Think of that. You love. You work at it. You remold it. You rebuild it. You deal with life Jesus dealt with his life so that we could deal with ours. He took our faults to a cross. Larry, you're saved. Now quit worrying about getting saved again tomorrow and get out and be about my business. I want you to love. I want you to teach. I want you to preach and let them know I love them, even through all the heartaches, the brokenness, the pain. I love them. Let me get an attitude that I had for you. Lord, I know he's a mess, Father, but he's my mess. I love him. That's what Jesus says about every one of us. He loves you like you are. Any changes needing, he'll take care of them. The you people trying to make somebody else do what you think they ought to do, I suggest you stay out of that one and work on you. Jesus will do the changing in me. I guarantee you, he's quite capable, and in you also. Have that attitude about suffering. It's going to happen. Everything's not always going to be just right. Suffering is a part of life. But one day we won't have it. But until then, deal with it. Then have the attitude that Jesus had to do the will of God. Have an attitude of Christ to the point that you want to do what the Father says to do. 1 Peter 4, verse 2. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires when you're saved. Listen to me. But you will be anxious to do the will of God. You know, during my illnesses of the cancers, all of them, when I'm sitting there and, you know, listening to the doctor say, there's nothing we can do, no surgery, nothing you can do. And yet, I never feared that part because I knew there was nothing they could do if it was my time. But I also knew the great physician, and the fear wasn't there except for that of the pain got so severe. Those of you who've suffered through the cancers and Agent Orange poisoning or Camp Lejeune poisoning or any of this other kind of stuff we've got in us, if you've suffered through the pains of life, it's frightful. But in the middle of that frightening experience, there was a peace that came. And do you know, the Lord was leading me to pray, and I did right here in this church. I thanked God for allowing me to have the cancers and to fight that battle, because I knew I'd be able to help someone else who is going through it. But I couldn't have unless I did experience it. Now, I'll admit, during the experiencing of it, it was not joyful. And I wasn't saying, thank you, Lord, make me hurt a little worse today. I was still trying to point a little of it off for Randy. But God used it all for all of us. You know he did. Because together, praying one for another, we had an attitude that do the will of God. If it is God's will, then let's get about it. But if it's not God's will, stand back and watch his will be done. That's a praiseworthy statement. The will of God being done in your life. You and I have, well, let's say a job. It's a mission. It's a ministry. But a sad job to do. It's with each other. And do you know how we do it? We do it the same way Jesus did. When you have his attitude of love, you're gonna help somebody ford a raging river with an attitude of love. You're ready and willing to give your own life so that they might have life. That's Christ-like. That's listening to God. And don't worry, God says, I'm still in charge. All the naysayers of the world are saying about our world going to self-destruct, explode. I got news for you. I know the Creator personally. I know his son who died on the cross for me, and nothing's going to happen until God said so.
Right.
Not man, not the army, not governments. God. He is the creator of all. And something don't you ever forget. The people you're around were created by that same God. So he's giving them a chance for eternal life. And the attitude of Christ is, I'll give them that chance also. I might not like the way they talk. I might not like the way they look. I might not like the way they act. But God created them and has given them an opportunity to experience love. And only place they're going to experience that is from the Christian faith. Ultimate love. Never am I told I'm to hate evil because of what it does to God's creation. But God says, love them, Larry. But Lord, that guy sort of messed up big time. Yeah, Larry, so were you. You see, we always learn that lesson when we look to the attitude of Christ. Instead of getting in ourselves and what we think about someone, listen to your heart. Number three, look to the attitude of Christ against the godly, the godless nature. You're a human being. All of us human beings, it seems like that we work to do just the opposite of what God wants us to do. When he tells me to love, I want to hate. When he tells me, I want you to get over there and I want you to talk to that one, Lord. Listen, Lord. Now, let me just be straight with you, Lord. I know what's going to happen. The reason I don't want to witness to him, I know good and well if I witness to him and he repents, you're going to save him, and I got to spend the rest of eternity with him. And Lord, now tell me who's got the problem. See what I mean? But that's the reason we don't do a lot of the expression of God's love to other people, is because, well, you know, what if they get saved? Then we're stuck with each other. Yep. We are. You're not going to agree on everything at any time with anybody. But God says, I want you to agree on this. Have an attitude of love. You don't love the sin, but you love the sinner. Therefore, attitude against our godless nature. Here it is. 1 Peter 4:3. You have had enough in the past. Okay, it's your past. Let it stay in the past. Quit resurrectioning the past. Let it stay in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy. You're not godless any longer, Christian. Don't fall into the prey of that nature. Their immorality and lust, their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties. And listen to this one to top it off. And their terrible worship of idols. Idols. We don't hear much about idol worship today, yet we have a whole country that worships idols, worshiping things, worshiping money, worshiping pleasure, worshiping, I need something to get me excited. Well, talk to somebody you don't like and lead them to the Lord. That's exciting. And then you can sit back one day in glory, smiling through the same love that got you there, because you're witnessing, seeing a friend that was an enemy that got saved because you expressed the love of Christ. That's a friend that'll stick with you through any situation. The worship of idols. The money, the wealth. People have gone crazy with getting. And they've fallen so short on giving. Don't you worry. I remember there's an elderly gentleman, and when I was a kid, out of my home church out of Greene County, Kentucky. And there was, I had an aunt down there, and she had 14 kids. And they were, you know, how your pastor talks about don't gossip. Well, good Baptist church. So after church, they were all gossiping. And they were talking about, and she came up. And the person that brought her name up was the an individual who had no children at all. Well, one of my uncles, I did have a couple of uncles that had some wisdom. Not many, but had some wisdom. But as they was talking about her, they said, you know, she ought to be ashamed of herself. All those kids, all those mouths to feed. Well, what it takes them on that farm just to have enough food for those kids. Yet she ought to be ashamed of herself in doing that and having all of those kids. And that uncle says, well, call them by name. You know, I just reckon that God himself knows who's fit to have children and who's not. Now, I was a kid, and I heard that, and I thought, uh-oh, because she had no children. But that stuck with me, well, for now, and I'm ancient, but it was the idea, I reckon God knows who's fit for anything in life. Do you understand that? God knows who to send your way. God knows that you're something special for them. You're the light for them. They need a light. They don't know the way out. And God blesses you with them being in your presence so you can show them the way out of a lifestyle that's destroying them. God knows who's fit, and if he chooses you to be the fit one to minister to someone you don't want to minister to, I suggest you get to ministering. Well, preacher, I don't know how to do that. It starts with love. All you got to do is love, folks. Have enough love in your heart and start sharing it. You know, I can picture me because I have a different type of personality. That's why I was a prison chaplain for all those years, I guess. It would be like now, excuse me, Randy, Brother Randy, I don't know why God has led me into your presence, but it's obvious you're a mess. So I want to love you through all of this. You see, just accept who it is God sends your way and have mercy. Because they may not know the difference. They might not know how to be their light. Shine a light for them. And if they still can't see it, you may have to pick them up and carry them. Next, have the attitude of self-control. That's a big one. Self-control. Well, yeah, I don't know whether I ought to do that or not. Here's your answer to that one. Don't do it. If you have to stop and ask, I don't know that I should do that, there's your answer. Don't do it. You're going to mess it up. Back off. Listen to 1 Peter 4, 7, 8. Here it is. The end of all things is near. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded. Have a mind of Christ. Self-controlled. So that you can pray. Be self-controlled. Lord, I got an urge. Uh-oh, talk to yourself. You got me? Self-control so that you can pray. Lord, send me help. Above all, love each other deeply. You all have no idea how much your pastor loves you. Love each other deeply. I've seen enough hurt and death in my lifetime, and the brokenness of hearts and people and families, I despise seeing it. So do something about it. And the Lord said, love. And I'm thinking, Lord, it's love stuff that you keep laying on me. It's like it's a cure-all. Yeah, it is. It is. The cure-all was Jesus cured it all for you and me. Gave us the path to love. Now he says, all I want you to do is care more about someone else than you care about yourself. Because love covers over a multitude of sins. Well, you know that with if you have children. Your love for those children or that child, doesn't matter what they've done, it doesn't affect your love for them. Your love covers a multitude of sin. Jesus says, I'm dying because I love you. I'm not just going to cover it over. I'm taking it. Your punishment, your hurt, your brokenness, I'm taking it because I love you. That, my friends, is having an attitude of Christ. That is the attitude he tells us to have one for another. The anointed one, he's already come. The anointed one, he's coming again. But as a Christian, understand this. You already have him in your heart. I don't have to wait for Jesus to come down. He's already in me. And one thing I can shout from the rooftop. He loves me just like I am. He just don't want me to stay the way that I am. So he works on me. And it's his working that'll change them, not you downgrading them, degrading them, pushing them away. But you, Christian, through love, saying, won't you come and find peace, the same place that I found it. That's the Word of God, and it doesn't get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, as you touch our heart today, remind us, dear Lord God, of the greatness of your love for us, your forgiveness, your understanding, Lord. Give us the courage. Give us the continued boldness to stand strong in your truth, for your actions, for your love. Help us to have your attitude in all that we do. Help us to have the attitude that God gave you till you come and receive us to you. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.